Good evening. My name is Don Castor, and this is the first Tuesday of the month, which is a call we've been doing for about a dozen years now on the first Tuesday of the month to focus on products manufactured by Sunrider International. And the calls always focus on information about the product that might be more effective in helping you to consume it, knowing why you should consume it. Well, in past calls, we've spent time talking about our philosophy of regeneration and the distinctive difference between our philosophy on nourishing the body than what other companies might do. And the focus of that conversation is always on the concept of regeneration and the wholeness of our foods. The facts that items like New Plus or Quinary or Alpha 20C of Veros, no matter what the product is a formulation that is directly related to our concept of always making sure that the foods are in a whole state and that those particular foods nourish the body more effectively because they're in the state closest to nature. We're very unique in that process. We were the first company ever back in the early 80s to develop that philosophy. We do all of our own manufacturing so that we control that. We do constant testing within our own laboratory systems to make sure that we're effective at that. We've talked so much in the past about how companies that are selling juice products, for example, talk about the value of the raw material, whether it be a certain plant or a certain herb, a certain fruit, or a certain vegetable, and the fact that that research doesn't necessarily verify that their product is what the fruit or the vegetable is. You may have, for example, in a tomato, for my friends from Australia listening in, a tomato, and if it's properly grown and raised, it may have that real nice tomato-type smell. But we've learned that the lycopene content is even more effective when a certain amount of heat is applied to it. So therefore, in making a product like a pasta sauce, for example, or a cooked tomato product, may be higher in lycopene than it would be if you did not. Not to say that there's not advantage to the juice. But the question would be is if you took a tomato and you were to press it into a juice, a tomato juice, and drink it, would the nutritional benefits be the same if it were pasteurized, put into a bottle through the heating process afterwards? Would it be the same as when you pressed it in your kitchen? Those are questions that as a consumer you must ask. Well, we address those questions in Sunrider by talking specifically about what we do within our own product line and maintaining this, the wholeness of our product. A greatest and best example of that ever would be New Plus, where we're effectively making something that might in some ways act like we might, I guess I always use the word example of a soup, something where you blend the different nutrients together, and by applying a certain amount of moisture, which we would do with water in a broth, and applying a certain amount of heat, you actually release the nutrient levels in your vegetables and turn vegetables and water into a broth that is really a liquid nutrient. But what happens when they bottle that product and have to apply other methods to it to stop bacteria? All those questions, I think, are valid for a customer to ask, to a consumer to ask. And what we've done effectively in Sunrider with products like New Plus is found a way to powder them without adding chemicals or stabilizers and still allow it to be absorbed by the body at the cellular level. Very effective in that, and that's what separates products out from Sunrider. When we do that, however, then the question always comes up, why do you have in your line items like Energy Plus or Herb Calcium or Citric C? There's three products that people would not understand. We might be able to say that a men's formula or MetaBalance 44 are actually balanced and then a base of a food that's effective. But the reality is there are people and there are circumstances where the introduction of an isolated nutrient like a vitamin may be effective for them. And what we've done is manufacture a product that, in through the manufacturing process, the creation of the product, we've been able to maintain not only the integrity of the product, but we've been able to make it available to the body at the cellular level. And that's where I think we distinguish ourselves when we do, in fact, get involved in the consumption of nutrients. So this evening I want to talk briefly with you about Energy Plus, Citric C, and Herb Cal. They're products you may or may not be interested in consuming, but I think it's important to understand how they do fit into our philosophy. I think one of the easiest to understand is Energy Plus. Energy Plus is a product that we've had involved and had in the Sunrider line since, probably 20-some years back. and was something that was effective at the time or something that was very popular, when vitamin E was getting a lot of good information with it, the question was, how could we make something like that as effective? Because back in the 80s, it became one of the first known antioxidants, the vitamin E's and the vitamin C's, long before the idea of whole food nutrients or bringing food from nutrients really was even considered in the industry. Vitamin E was one of the first things that ever came on the marketplace. Well, what Dr. Chin was able to do is he was able to take that basic information, understand the value of it, and say, okay, what if we were to add to it other nutrients that are more effective, things that would be beneficial? And in doing so, he was able to create a proprietary blend of his vitamins. With his vitamin was a proprietary blend of herbs that was able to not only give it the ability to have vitamin E present, but also to affect the absorption. Because one of the key things about any isolated vitamin is that, in fact, it will get down to the cellular level. Now, there is a distinctive difference between a synthetic and a natural vitamin E, and it's usually designated by the way in which it's listed on the label. Ours is D-alpha versus DL-alpha. That's the difference between a right and a left motion. And scientifically, this is one nutrient where there's a distinction if it's synthetic. And we do not use the DL form. We use the D form. But Dr. Chin is able to create it in such a way and blend it in such a way that it becomes even more available. But more importantly, it maintains its nutrient level without getting into a rancid state. And he does that through the use of his plants. Now, we use a soft gel form, and we do that because the oil is the most effective way to get the vitamin E into the system. Is there benefits of taking additional vitamin E? I think it goes back to how somebody, in fact, eats. If you're really lacking in green dark vegetables in your diet, then there can be a benefit to adding vitamin E. But because we do it with a blend of different herbs and plants and make it far more absorbable, I think there's more to the picture. My focus for you this evening was to get a little bit more of an understanding of how we vary or why we do what we do. And I think vitamin and Energy Plus is a classic example when people wanted just vitamin E, that we didn't do just vitamin E. The Dr. Chin was able to create it in such a way that it was more effective for blood, which vitamin E is very helpful for, and it also better in helping the body to absorb nutrients like vitamin K, which are very effective in that process of maintaining the proper levels of iron. So that's Energy Plus. Why the word energy? It's because the way in which Dr. Chin is putting small amounts of ginseng in with that to make it an effective product. And vitamin E as an oxidizer is also effective for that. The two products that I wanted to talk about this evening, more importantly, that have a specific to them, is the citric C and the herb cal. And the reason is because I get a lot of questions, do we need extra vitamin C? Well, again, we should be able to receive all of our vitamin C from products like Vitafruit or fresh fruits and vegetables that we eat. If you, however, feel that you would like extra vitamin C in your body, the question is, what form will it be in, and will the body be able to absorb it? Now, there's been a lot of research over the last probably 15 years to find better ways to absorb vitamin C, because as Dr. Chin's always said, the amount of vitamin C you get from a tablet or pill is far less than what you get if you take the orange and ate it right from the tree. A lot of reasons. One is the flavonoids that exist in the white part of the skin of the orange, for example, the freshness of it, the fact that an antioxidant like vitamin C and flavonoids dissipates, loses its value rapidly when it reaches oxygen. There's a lot of reasons why it's hard to absorb. I think a lot of it has to do in which the base it's delivered into the body. Vitamin C is effective when it can be entered in, and more effective in a chewable form, because the body is able to absorb it better because of the acids in the mouth. A lot of nutrients are absorbed better through the mouth than they are through the stomach. All digestion begins in the mouth. That's why chewing your foods thoroughly is critically important. But when we look at this formulation of vitamin C, I want to address specifically, and people ask me this all the time, Dr. Chin uses ascorbic acid. That's one form. But he also uses sodium ascorbate. And you're rarely ever going to see a formulation from a quality company that uses sodium ascorbate. The reason is it's far more expensive than ascorbic acid. Sodium ascorbate is the most absorbable form of vitamin C because it's in a salt form, and it's that chemical formation of the of the vitamin C with the ascorbate, which is a buffering process that occurs. You'll see some calcium ascorbate vitamin Cs, but you rarely ever see the sodium. And a couple reasons. One of them is marketing. People are afraid to use it because they see the word sodium and they go, I can't have sodium. Well, if you look at it, a tablet's 5 milligrams, and that's not much more than a couple chomps on a piece of celery. But from a marketing standpoint, people stay away from it for the word sodium, and number two, for the cost. But from an absorbing standpoint, the sodium ascorbate is one of the most effective forms of vitamin C to absorb into the system. And again, the reason that you want to add extra vitamin C to your system is to get that strong Trojan of an antioxidant, more of the macro, the big vitamin, rather than the micro, which are the antioxidants, smaller ones like the flavonoids. You want that large animal in there doing its work. I hate to use the word animal, but the large nutrient. So when Dr. Chin blends not only ascorbic acid but sodium ascorbate and puts it in a base of rose hips, he's able to create a cradle not unlike what happens in nature. One of the problems with ascorbic acid is that they'll extract it from fruits, they'll extract it from corn. They'll get it from a variety of different places. People always think of green peppers and rose hips as being the source of vitamin C. Well, that's because it is in nature a strong source, but it's essentially a chemical extraction process. It's a byproduct of a bunch of other stuff that's being made. And because you can take 500 milligrams of vitamin C in your body and you're lucky to absorb 20 milligrams of it, the introduction of 500 or 700 or 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C has always been a common teaching, where we know if we were to eat an orange, a fresh orange right off the tree, that we're going to get an orange might have 50 milligrams of vitamin C, but you're going to, again, absorb 25 to 30 milligrams of it. So it goes back to the absorption, and the food source does. But what we've learned is that the sodium ascorbate will absorb sometimes as high as 5 times as high as ascorbic acid. So you're going to retain or utilize more of the vitamin C. Granted, when you look at this formula, let's say it's only 125 milligrams, a couple reasons. One, for children, the fact that their bodies are smaller and they can use it. And number two, that it absorbs at a much higher rate. The other benefit of using the ascorbate form in any vitamin C is that it's less difficult on the enamel of the teeth. When you do strictly a vitamin C chewable, and you'll notice it'll say ascorbic acid on it, or does not say the word ascorbate, sometimes they'll just dodge the issue. It can affect the enamel on the teeth when people chew them too much. So the old acerola vitamin C and rosehip vitamin C and all the things that are on the market are not really long-term beneficial. The last point is that there is a blend of a base in this of bioflavonoids and green tea leaf extract. Why? Because green tea is a phenomenal source as an antioxidant and also is a true source of vitamin C. So the base to this makes citric C much more absorbable at the cellular level than any other vitamin C on the market. There's been a lot of research and a lot of talk about other formulas, but again, because it's chewable, it's going to go through the mouth and it's going to absorb very rapidly, and yet it has the versatility of being used by a child because of the convenience of it. Nice product, good formulation, often undersold and under-talked about. So this is a point, again, we'll review. Well, how can Sunrider sell a product like ascorbic citric C, Herb Kale, Energy Plus, where it has isolated vitamins? There are times when we've gotten a little too distraught over the fact that none of those are any good. I still think it's a matter of choice. The nutrients aren't bad. There's 220 macronutrients, which are vitamins and minerals, that we know of. There's 20,000 flavonoids. Anytime you can put a product in a base of fruits and vegetables, which is where all the flavonoids come from, you have a much better chance of absorption and giving to the body what it's going to be able to utilize effectively. And that's what Dr. Chin has attempted to do in formulations and has succeeded. The use of the sodium ascorbate is in a classic example of the extensive amount of research he's done to determine the most effective ways for a product to work. Now, Herb Kale. Many people believe that if they have adequate calcium in their diet, that they will not run into difficult situations as they age. Well, number one, we know that women, particularly as they age from 40 on, they go through change of life. They begin to have difficulties with their hormones, and hormones become imbalanced or they stop. They begin to get a degeneration of a bone far greater than a man because the women's hormones, a woman's hormones, help that production and absorption of calcium to keep the bone system strong. And obviously, when we look at the complexity of a woman's body and her ability to bear a child, care a child, that the bone structure becomes critical to this. Well, that's why their body is geared up to do a better job at utilizing and taking it higher and absorbing higher levels of calcium than a man. But we also, the man doesn't have the crash that the woman does when her hormones completely get depleted or are stopped for whatever reason. And that's the thing that we really don't have an understanding of and a way to fix. Well, one of them has always been hormone therapies for women, because that will stop a lot of the stresses they're going through the change and will help stop the degeneration of bones that occurs in women because of that natural behavior. Well, a lot of us would like to believe that if we just ate better and avoided all the stress, that a woman would transfer through this time and not end up with bone degeneration. It is a belief that is correct, except that the vast majority of people I know do not consume the proper fruits and vegetables to effectively do that. So before we condemn the use of calcium as not necessary, let's each individual person look at where we are and whether or not calcium would be of benefit. Now, with that being said, if you don't have adequate vitamin D in your system and you don't have adequate vitamin D with your calcium, all else fails and the conversation is over. So people that live in environments where there's better sunshine always do better, because the vitamin D is so critical to their long-term health. Do we want to add calcium? That's your choice. If you're going to add calcium and you're going to add it at a young enough age to make a difference, there's some real basics that I think we all need to understand. Well, number one, there needs to be acid present in the system. If acid is not present, then calcium does not break down effectively, just because it's a large molecule macronutrient. Your effective and qualified physicians that really understand what they're doing will always tell you to take calcium on an empty stomach, never with food, because food depletes the acid levels in the system. Number two, never take a calcium source that is all carbonate, for example, because calcium carbonate, which is the most common form of calcium that people buy, Tums, for example, which people take to reduce stomach acid when they've eaten too much or whatever the problem is in their life, reduces the acid. Why? Because carbonate reduces acid. Well, here's a conflict, correct? We talk yin and yang all the time in balance. How can you have to have present acid for calcium to work, but you take something to stop the acid and expect to absorb calcium? So years ago, when doctors would always tell people, just take Tums for your calcium source because it's cheap, it went back to that philosophy that we'll save all the money we can. We won't bother to consume the deep green vegetables to get the calcium we need, dairy products, vegetables, however the sources you go for calcium, we'll get it in a cheap pill. Well, in Sunrider, we're not about cheap pills. We're about giving people effective information. Ironically, HerbCal has been on the market for probably 20 years. The formula is effective today as it was 20 years ago, but now we're hearing from doctors and researchers and scientists that, A, calcium has to be on an empty stomach because acid has to be present. There's an earth-shattering news. That higher levels of vitamin D can be dramatically more effective for a woman, particularly as she ages. That's why there's certain blood tests being done, very simple tests, to determine if a woman has adequate vitamin D intake. And they're finding that adding vitamin D, depending on what the research or what the tests will show, can be effective in helping a woman to deal with some of these bone problems, and as effective or more effective than some of these once-a-month, once-a-week kind of drugs that they're taking to try to stop this breakdown. There are things within science that can be beneficial. There are imbalances we create through age, through natural occurrences in our life. So before we're quick to condemn and say that there is no advantage to them and there's no value to them, we have to look and decide if there's something there we can use. Calcium may be an example where there can be of benefit to people. There may be some people that need it. When a product like HerbCal is on the market, is even more effective. Many doctors will say do a chewable calcium because they want the acid in the mouth to begin to break it down quickly so that it gets absorbed quickly. That is all correct information. What they sometimes fail to do is extend or go beyond and get into the forms of calcium. About 15, 20 years ago, Procter & Gamble did a big research on absorption levels of calcium, and actually came up with a suggested formula, which they really never developed in the marketplace because they found there wasn't enough money to be made in it, but the research was valid. And they showed that a formulation of calcium that's blended is always far superior. And when calcium citrate is part of that formulation, which is a citric acid form of calcium, in other words, that's how the calcium is extracted and bonded. Far more scientific stuff than you and I need to know, and if Dr. Chin were here, he could explain it to us, and we still wouldn't understand it. But calcium citrate is a very effective as a source of the calcium in the product. But the research never said to use just calcium citrate. They said it should be blended with other calciums because calcium absorbs and is effective at different levels. Now, we know there's products on the market that are nothing but calcium citrate. So it's sort of like you take an idea and you isolate it down and you make it the simplest common denominator and everybody accepts it. Dr. Chin doesn't work that way. He says if we're going to have calcium, we're going to have something that makes sense and is accurate and correct and yet doesn't destroy what our philosophy is about regeneration. And therefore, in developing this HerbCal formula a number of years ago, his research showed that you want to blend it. So we use a carbonate, a gluconate, and a citrate. The gluconate and the citrate are far more expensive than carbonate, and that's why most companies use just calcium carbonate. Some companies will just use citrate. Gluconate, which is another formation of the calcium for absorption, is the most expensive source. However, in blending them together, we've been able to come up with a formula that is very effective, and it absorbs at different levels. Certain calciums do better in the mouth than they do in the large intestine, they do in the small intestines, and that's the advantage of having all three forms of calcium. Where in the gut you have to have an acid present, then obviously your carbonate is going to be a negative, but it will work within the mouth, where the calcium citrate is most effective on the stomach, and the gluconate can still absorb and through the intestinal walls, meaning that you're going to get the absorption levels you need. A certain amount of this calcium is going to pass through. When you're dealing with isolates, which we're doing by pulling out the calcium, sometimes the quantity has to be high enough to get somebody through. It's sort of like the getting the message through the enemy lines kind of thing. Well, you may send out 5 foot soldiers so one person gets through, and you do that just because of the number game. In calcium, that's probably so true. Dr. Chin uses 40 units of vitamin D, a very small amount of vitamin D by many standards. However, that amount is very effective in helping with the absorption of the calcium. Because everything that goes into your mouth, the digestion process, the absorption process begins there, goes into the stomach. And it's the same thing. It's the stomach that breaks it down so it'll be absorbed through the intestinal walls. And that's where the biggest part of this process has to occur. And the D helps with the transportation. The different forms of calcium help it get through to the finishing point. Of this formula, and again, you'll see in the front of this bottle, 1,600 milligrams. That's the weight of the tablet. That's just the proper, correct weight to label something. On the side, you see the exact amounts, 250 milligrams of calcium, 85 milligrams, which is 1/4, 25% of this product, equal to the calcium, is a blend that's also effective in absorption. Things like dandelion, alfalfa, that are very high and natural sources of calcium that are very effective that are used. And in doing this becomes a very effective way in which people can absorb the product. Now, when you do this, it's important to be able to, you know, have somebody like Dr. Chin that's capable of knowing the formulation. What he's also done in this, which is highly unusual because people don't put in the time and effort, is he's added bromelain, papain, and flax oil. The bromelain and the papain are designed for the digestion. Why? Again, the process in the stomach becomes critical. Flax oil, as we all know and have read, can become very effective in the absorption process and become very critical to the long-time use of it. So I wouldn't take and look at the as a flax oil as a source of omega fatty acids. No, it's there because of how it helps to bond and helps the body to get those omega acids, but more importantly, again, for the assistance in the absorption. Knowing full well that what we're trying to do with the calcium is make it effective for absorption, it's a far more complex process than just maintaining the whole food. The easiest way to get our nutrients is to eat foods in their whole state. No argument. Sunrider believes that, endorses it, and creates products to do that. But when you start looking at ways to introduce to the body other elements and nutrients like calcium or vitamin E or vitamin C that are beneficial to people in certain circumstances or ways, then Dr. Chin takes very seriously his job and his role of making sure that it is bioavailable and also very absorbable at all levels. And that's the kind of responsibility that distinguishes these particular products from other products on the market. Now, I'm a big advocate of this HerbCal because I have never seen in all of my years in the industry another calcium formulation that goes to the extent for absorption. Popular today in the retail industry are liquids because, again, they find that the tablets and capsules don't break down effectively. And therefore, when you can chew it or drink it, it's going to be better. The problem with the liquids, unless you're dealing with one that's refrigerated after you open it, you end up with a reduction of the co-nutrients in it to absorb. Calcium is very stable. Calcium doesn't have a real volatility to loss of a nutrient because it's a mineral. Minerals don't have themselves surrounded to the level with co-nutrients like a vitamin C would have those bonded nutrients called flavonoids with it to protect it and shield it from the horrors of antioxidants. Calcium and magnesium and other nutrients don't. So therefore, when somebody's taking this calcium product, the air doesn't become the issue. It's the co-nutrients that do. So chewing a calcium, you know, and what would somebody say you should take? Well, if you talk to people today that are really looking into this bone problem, I think we all know of very strict vegetarians and people that eat perfect diets, and they don't seem to end up with the bone problems that other people do. But there are genetic factors to this. And we'll go back to women because they have more problems than men will ever have with their bone structure. Genetically, when there's a history in the family of greater breakdown of the bones, then it's going to be a factor that has to be fought harder. There are other genetic makeups where people, heck, they might smoke and drink 40 cups of coffee a day and never end up with a bone problem. A lot of it's genetic makeup. If calcium is something that seems to be beneficial or necessary to help you avoid some of the crisis that occurs from this calcium breakdown problems and the bone degeneration problems, then chewable calcium, number one, calcium with multiple sources of calcium, number two, calciums that contain vitamin D, number three, and calcium that has cofactors for better absorption, four. Those are the 4 points you'll always read about if you read the medical journals, if you read the nutritionist journals. If you look into people that are involved in the nutrition side of life, they're always going to go to that four-pronged approach to increasing calcium intake to supplement what you're doing in your diet. All of that is effectively addressed in HerbCal and makes it probably the quietest but most effective product that we have. And I know it seems like I've spent an inordinate amount of time on HerbCal, but I think the story and the purpose behind it are far greater. I don't think people use a lot of Energy Plus because some people don't think they need a vitamin E. I like vitamin E because I like the extra antioxidant benefit to my body. I don't find that if I were a choice between New Plus and Energy Plus, I'm going to take New Plus. There's no question that's going to be in my diet every day. However, when I'm looking for all those other advantages as I continue to age, and I'd like to, you know, live to be 140 or however the good Lord wants me here, the process can be improved if I can find other ways to stop the degeneration of my body, which is a natural reaction. And if I find that there's just a very, very, very small additional benefit to vitamin E and Energy Plus is going to be added, it's not going to replace something else. If I find that I want Citrix C, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not a user of Citrix C. I only use it when I'm under extreme stress or when I'm really and truly physically stressed, whether from working outside, I will add Citrix C because I'm looking for the benefit of the vitamin C. That's just because I'm very specific to my body. HerbCal, on the other hand, I don't use nearly as much as my wife would use, but I still chew one a day because I want to make sure that I have the proper calcium in my body because I don't always get absorption because I'm not a big dairy eater. You make your own decisions on that. The point and purpose of this call is if you find any of those products to be effective, don't think that we're in a position where the Sunrider isolated nutrient single products, the vitamin C's, the calciums, the vitamin E's, are not of the caliber you would want, need, or effective. They are superior to what's in the marketplace for all the reasons we've talked about in the past, respect and understanding regeneration, whole foods, and the detail and discipline that goes into manufacturing and creating the best products in the marketplace. My time is up. I appreciate your time this evening, and as always, look forward to bringing topics or information that might be helpful in helping you understand the position of Sunrider's products in the market. Let's have a great month, and we'll talk again soon. Good night.